Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. We are diving into something really fascinating today.
Oh, yeah.
The Department of Government Efficiency.
D-O-G-E.
Better known as D-O-G-E.
Yeah.
This is that initiative aimed at making our government work a little more.
Like a well-oiled machine. Yeah.
And we've got, reports and data straight from the D-O-G-E website.
Straight from the source.
Covering all kinds of stuff, everything from their spending cuts to the regulations that they've eliminated.
So yeah, by the end of this deep dive, you'll understand how DOGE is impacting the country.
Exactly.
And maybe even spark some ideas on how we can apply their principles right here in our own communities.
I love that. And I'm so glad to have you here with us on this deep dive because this is this was born.
It is fascinating how this whole initiative stemmed directly from public demand.
Oh, really?
People wanted a more efficient government.
Wow.
And the president responded by establishing DOGE through an executive order in January 2025.
So they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what kind of results are we talking about here?
Big ones. DOGE has already achieved a massive $105 billion in savings.
Wow.
Which breaks down to $652.17 saved per taxpayer.
That's huge.
Yeah. And to show that they're serious about transparency, they've created a wall of receipts on their website.
Really?
Listing every single canceled contract, grant, and lease.
It's like a giant virtual bulletin board saying, look what we saved you.
Right.
So did anything specific catch your eye?
Well, they've canceled everything from big ticket items like a CDC office lease in Atlanta.
Right.
Saving $2,473,060 annually.
Wow.
To smaller things like the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's online New York Times subscription, which saved $41,106.
Every little bit counts, right?
Exactly.
But saving money is only one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
How are they tackling all the bureaucratic red tape that often slows things down?
That's where the Unconstitutionality Index comes in. It's a measure of how many agency rules are created for every law passed by Congress.
I see.
Back in 2024, that index was a whopping 18.5.
Wow.
Imagine 19 new regulations for every single law.
Oh my gosh, that's a recipe for confusion.
It is.
So I bet DOGE has done something about that.
Absolutely. They've managed to bring that index down to zero.
No way.
Yes. It shows their commitment to reducing bureaucratic hurdles and creating a more agile government.
Think about it. Fewer regulations could mean a smoother process for things like starting a new business, even right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena.
Absolutely.
It's like they're clearing the path for innovation and growth.
Exactly. And this commitment to streamlining extends to the digital realm as well. I remember the president's software modernization initiative.
Ah, yes. The initiative aimed at making government software and technology work better.
Right.
Is this where we finally get rid of those clunky government websites and endless forms?
That's the goal. The initiative seeks to improve data integrity and make sure that different agencies can seamlessly share information. It's about breaking down those data silos that slow everything down.
Okay. Love it.
Think of it this way. Instead of having to visit 5 different websites and fill out 10 different forms to apply for a small business loan, imagine if you could do it all through one streamlined system. That's the kind of efficiency they're aiming for.
Okay, that would be amazing. But how do they plan to actually implement these ambitious changes across all the different government agencies? It's like trying to turn a giant ship around, isn't it?
It's a massive undertaking for sure, but they've come up with a pretty interesting structure to make it happen. Remember the United States Digital Service, or USDS?
Vaguely, they were around during the previous administration, right? Weren't they focused on improving government websites and digital services?
Exactly. Well, they got a bit of a rebrand and are now called the United States DOGE Service, still USDS. But with a new focus on implementing this DOGE agenda, they report directly to the White House Chief of Staff. So they have a lot of authority to push these changes forward.
So they're like the DOGE command center, making sure everything runs smoothly.
Exactly. And to jumpstart the process, the president created the U.S. DOGE Service Temporary Organization, a task force within USDS specifically focused on implementing the president's 18-month DOGE agenda. It's a bit like a SWAT team for government efficiency.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. What exactly is on this 18-month agenda?
Well, the software modernization initiative is a major focus. We've already touched on the potential benefits, but let's dive a bit deeper. Imagine if all government agencies could seamlessly share data. Think about how that could impact things like disaster relief efforts.
Oh, wow. That's huge, especially for a region like ours that's prone to hurricanes and flooding. If FEMA could instantly access data from other agencies, like weather services or local emergency responders, it could significantly speed up response times and get aid to those who need it faster.
Exactly. It's about breaking down those bureaucratic walls and making sure information flows freely between agencies. And this data sharing could also benefit us right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena on a more day-to-day basis.
You mean things like applying for building permits or accessing community resources?
Exactly. Imagine if you could submit your permit application online and track its progress in real time instead of having to call or visit different offices, or if you could easily find information about local programs and services without having to navigate a maze of government websites.
Okay, now I'm starting to see how these national initiatives can have a real impact at the local level, but let's get back to the implementation. How do they actually make all this happen across the vast federal bureaucracy?
Well, the president's executive order mandates that every agency head assemble a DOGE team, at least 4 people, including a team lead, an engineer, an HR specialist, and an attorney.
It sounds like they're assembling a mini DOGE task force within each agency.
Exactly. And these teams will work closely with USDS to implement the DOGE agenda within their specific agency. Think of it as a collaborative effort with USDS providing the expertise and guidance and the DOGE teams making sure the changes are tailored to their agency's specific needs.
It's like a grassroots movement for government efficiency happening from the inside out.
Yeah.
But to be effective, USDS needs access to a lot of information, right? How do they ensure they have what they need without stepping on anyone's toes?
The executive order grants USDS full access to all unclassified agency records, software systems, and IT systems, of course, with robust data protection standards in place. This allows them to assess each agency's current technology and identify areas for improvement.
So they can get a bird's eye view of the entire government's technological landscape and pinpoint where the inefficiencies lie. But what if they encounter resistance from agencies that are hesitant to change?
That's where the real power of the executive order comes in. It actually overrides any previous executive orders or regulations that might hinder USDS's access to information. Basically, it gives them the authority to cut through the red tape and get things done.
Wow, so they're really serious about this. But access to information is only the first step. How do they make sure these changes are implemented effectively and don't just get bogged down in more bureaucracy?
That's where the DOGE teams and the close collaboration between USDS and individual agencies come in. It's not just about handing down directives from on high. It's about working together to find solutions that make sense for each specific agency and its mission.
So it's a combination of top-down guidance and bottom-up implementation.
Precisely. And by involving people from different departments within each agency, including engineers, HR specialists, and attorneys, they're ensuring that the changes are not only technically sound, but also address legal and personnel concerns.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a holistic approach to solving a complex problem.
Yeah.
But it's still early days, right? What are some of the potential challenges they might face as they move forward?
Well, as you can imagine, anytime you try to implement change on such a massive scale, you're bound to encounter resistance. Some agencies might be hesitant to give up control or change their existing processes, even if those processes are inefficient.
Yeah. And there's always the risk of unintended consequences. For example, streamlining data sharing between agencies is a great idea in theory. But what about privacy concerns? How do they ensure sensitive information is protected?
That's a crucial question, and it's one that DOGE will have to address very carefully as they move forward. Striking the right balance between efficiency and data security is essential.
And what about the impact on government employees? Could these changes lead to job losses?
That's a valid concern, and it's something that DOGE will need to address transparently and proactively. They'll need to work closely with unions and employee groups to ensure that any workforce reductions are handled fairly and that employees are given opportunities for retraining or redeployment.
It sounds like DOGE has its work cut out for them, but if they can overcome these challenges, the potential benefits are huge, not just for the federal government as a whole, but also for local communities like ours.
Absolutely. Remember, DOGE's mission isn't just about cutting costs. It's about making the government work better for all citizens. And that includes right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
So as we continue to think and act locally, it's important to keep an eye on these national initiatives and consider how they might impact our lives right here at home.
Exactly. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. How do you think DOGE's efforts could benefit our communities? What local government challenges could be addressed through a dose of DOGE-style efficiency?
Share your thoughts on our website or social media channels. We're all in this together. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from DOGE's impressive cost savings to their ambitious plans for modernizing government technology, it's clear they're aiming for a major overhaul of how the government operates. But what I'm really curious about is, what does all this mean in the long run?
That's where it gets really exciting. Imagine a future where interacting with the government is actually easy, no more wading through confusing websites, endless forms, or bureaucratic roadblocks.
Okay, now you're talking my language, but beyond just making things easier for us, how could these changes impact the country as a whole?
Well, if DOGE succeeds in reducing bureaucracy and making the government more efficient, it could have a ripple effect on the entire economy. Think about it. Less red tape means businesses can operate more freely, innovate faster, and create more jobs.
Yeah, it's like clearing a path for entrepreneurs and small businesses to thrive, which is especially relevant here in our entrepreneurial communities of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Exactly. A more efficient government could also free up resources to invest in things like infrastructure, education, and scientific research, further boosting economic growth.
So it's not just about saving money. It's about investing those savings wisely to create a better future for everyone. But let's not forget about the human element. How could these changes impact the relationship between the government and the people it serves?
That's a key point. If DOGE can make the government more responsive and efficient, it could restore people's trust in their elected officials and institutions. Imagine a government that actually listens to its citizens, addresses their concerns promptly, and provides services effectively.
It's about shifting the focus from bureaucratic processes to actually serving the needs of the people. And that brings us back to our mission here at Think and Act Locally. We believe that positive change starts at the community level, but as we've seen with DOGE national initiatives, can also have a profound impact on our local realities.
Absolutely. DOGE's efforts to streamline government services, improve data sharing, and modernize technology could have a direct impact on how we interact with our local governments here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
For example, imagine if our local governments could leverage those data sharing capabilities to improve emergency response times or make it easier for residents to access community resources.
Exactly. It's about creating a more connected and efficient ecosystem where information flows freely between federal, state, and local governments, ultimately benefiting all citizens.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into DOGE, we want to leave you with a challenge. Take what you've learned today and apply it to your own community. How can we advocate for greater efficiency and effectiveness in our local governments?
What steps can we take to ensure that our local officials are embracing the principles of DOGE and working to create a more responsive and citizen-centric government? Remember, change starts with us by being informed, engaged, and vocal. We can make a difference right here in our own backyards.
And if you find value in our show and our mission to empower residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. You can find the link in our show notes. Until next time, keep thinking deeply and acting locally.